Okay, because it's Refugee Week, we thought we'd start with a little talk about the food bank and the project, project that we run. Annabelle will start off talking about refugees and what we do, and I'll give a brief reflection afterwards. Annabelle.
A refugee is someone who has gone to another country because they feel unsafe in their own country. This might be because they weren't treated well in their country because of their race, religion, or other beliefs, or because they have lost their homes due to war. Around 69 million people have been forced out of their homes due to war, persecution, violence, or violence. Around 25 million of those have crossed into other countries becoming refugees. The largest number of refugees come from Syria, Afghanistan, Sudan, where people's lives are in danger due to war. More than one in four Syrians are now refugees living in other countries, and over half all refugees are children. Surprisingly, it is the poorest countries in the world that look after the most refugees, not the richest. The six richest countries, US, China, Japan, France, Germany, and the UK, together only host 9% of the world's refugees. When refugees arrive in another country and ask if they can stay, they are called asylum seekers. There are currently around 40,000 people seeking asylum in the UK. Until the government have decided if they can stay, which takes a very long time, they are not allowed to work and not allowed the usual benefits from the government. They are given somewhere to live, but only £37.75 each week to spend on food, travel, clothes, and all other expenses. How far does £37.75 go? This is what you can buy in a supermarket for £37.75. Nowhere near enough to feed someone for a week, let alone leave anything for other items such as soap, toothpaste, travel, clothes and sanitary items. Many refugees and asylum seekers rely on charitable donations, and that is how our food bank helps. The Helping Hands Food Bank is a joint project between the church and AFRL, Action for Refugees in Lewisham. It provides food and other basic items to help families in Lewisham who are struggling, the majority of whom are refugees. I have been volunteering at the food bank since it began a year and a half ago. The food bank runs every Saturday morning at St Peter's Church. My jobs include packing food bags, helping our clients find any additional items they need, helping in the kitchen, checking clients in at the front desk, and helping to prepare the room and clear up afterwards. Each Saturday, we give people a basics bag of food and toiletries. It currently includes 2 tins of tomatoes, 2 tins of fish, rice or spaghetti, baked beans, long life milk, long life fruit juice, and 2 toilet rolls. We give out some extra items such as eggs, cooking oil, washing up liquid, washing powder, nappies, shampoo, tea, coffee, and bread. We provide some fresh food such as fruit and vegetables donated by Lee Greens, Sainsbury's, and Tesco, and bread donated by Blondry Jade. The church kindly pays for the food bank clients to travel to and from the food bank. We are always desperately in need of tuna and small bottles of cooking oil, so if you are able to donate these, that would be a big help. In addition to being a place where people can get practical things like additional food, the food bank is also a place where people can socialise and make friends. We offer free tea and coffee. We also provide toast, pastries and biscuits. It is a place where people can learn important skills such as improving their English, because 80% of the clients don't know how to speak English very well. We have taught other skills such as sewing, healthy eating and provide games and activities for the children. For many users of the food bank, it has become an important part of their community. Opportunities to help. There are many ways people in the church who help the food bank. If you'd like to help, there are two main ways you can. Donate food, such as tuna and cooking oil. And if you're willing to help out on a Saturday now and then, that would be great. Even if you can only do it occasionally, like once every 3 months or every 6 months, come and speak to my dad.
Thanks very much, Annabelle. I wanted to say a few words, first of all, about how the food bank came into existence, and then offer a brief reflection on the parable of the Good Samaritan we heard, and how I relate to that, to an experience I actually witnessed at the food bank. So in terms of how it all began, it began with Jo McCrone puzzling over how it was she'd been persuaded to buy a second-hand fridge off a vicar who was moving house. It was a Wednesday morning. Jo didn't need to buy a fridge, she already had a fridge, but had somehow been persuaded to buy it anyway, and was trying to work out how to explain to Paul that a 5-foot-high fridge was about to arrive in their hallway. As she was pondering this, Jo's phone beeped, and it was a message from a lady called Yolanda, who is the founder of Action for Refugees in Lewisham, the charity that Annabelle spoke about. Yolanda was in quite a desperate state. Jo, we desperately need to set up a food bank. Many of our clients don't have enough food to eat. Do you know of any churches in the area who might have a church hall we could use on a Saturday morning? So Jo thought that St. Peter's Church might possibly be a venue that could be used. So messaged Yolanda to say so. And Jo was thinking, you know, I need to clear it with Bridget, the PCC. Next PCC meeting's a month away. We've got a bit of time. Yolanda replied straight away, great, we need to start this Saturday, so in 3 days' time. A few seconds later, Jo gets a follow-up message from Yolanda. Oh, and I don't suppose you know of anywhere we can get hold of a fridge. So some people would call that a coincidence. Moving on to my brief reflection. Earlier, we heard the parable of the Good Samaritan, which is probably the best-known parable in the entire Bible. So just to recap very briefly, the expert in the law asks Jesus what he must do to inherit eternal life. And Jesus asks him what the law says. And the expert recites, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. And it's the second of these that the expert in the law then focuses in on. And he asks Jesus, but who is my neighbor? Who exactly are we called to love as much as ourselves? Now, as you probably know, at that time there was great animosity between the Samaritans and Jews. But in the parable, it is the Samaritan, the one who had mercy on him, who acted as a neighbour to the injured Jew, not the Jewish priest or the Levite. And I think Jesus is saying that a neighbour isn't only those that we know personally or those from the same social group as us, it is those in need. At the end of the parable, Jesus says, go and do likewise. I.e. go and do as the Samaritan does. Now, to reflect on that for a minute, we as Christians are called, therefore, to show love to others as much as we love ourselves. And that's a pretty hard thing to do. To show love to someone, particularly someone you might not even know, as much as you love yourself. So in a practical sense, to me, that means to put their needs on the same level as our own needs. Now, if I'm honest, I've tended to see this as something to aspire to. I try and do things to show love to my neighbour. I try and instill some good habits. But I'm also quite conscious that it's often within the boundary of something that's already comfortable for me. And one of the reasons I wanted to help out the food bank was I thought that might be one way I could try and shift myself into a more generous position towards my neighbour and be able to move a little bit further down that path. But in actual fact, the greatest love to a neighbour I have witnessed at the food bank has been from one of the clients, from one of the refugees. One day, a client came in and she was smiling, she was full of happiness. Her immigration status had changed and she'd become eligible for some benefits that meant she had a little more money. Now, not a lot more money. In fact, her level of hardship was still such that she was eligible for the food from the food bank still. But she announced that she no longer wanted to accept the food from the food bank, because she thought there were other people on the waiting list who would need the food more than she did. There were other people who would only be living off £37.75 a week. So despite the fact she was still going to find it incredibly difficult to get through the week, she wanted some strangers that she'd never met to have the bag of food that she was entitled to. And I found myself questioning whether I would have done the same in her position. And I found myself quite humbled by the answer. The message of helping those in need and sharing hospitality is, of course, a consistent theme throughout the Bible. Hebrews 13, verses 1 to 2 says, "Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it." Now, I'm not sure if the client I referred to was actually an angel, but she certainly is a good Samaritan. And I think that is an example we can all reflect on. Thank you.